All right, guys, I'm pumped to jump in and we will kick it off. We're going to jump into the fast path to creating clarity, shifting stuckness, and destroying self-doubt. So it's quite a mouthful for the title. It's a crazy proposition, right? You might read that and be like, is this guy for real? We're going to create clarity, shift stuckness, destroy self-doubt. That's the intention. That's how I've created this, to dive deep into what's going to be really powerful for you. And so here's what we're going to go over today. We're going to talk about the three golden principles that help shift stuckness and create clarity. We're going to go into the five fast path questions to stop doubting your ideas and start moving forward. And we are going to go into how to follow Einstein's easy to use strategy for problem solving. That's right. We got the homie Albert Einstein with us today on the webinar in the background, and we'll be embodying some of his wisdom. And we're going to go into the number one mistakes that keeps you in fear and stops you from playing a bigger game with better results. All right, let the games begin. I'm pumped. And let's start with an annoying truth. What better way than to piss you guys off right at the beginning? This is my annoying truth face. And here's the annoying truth I want to present you guys to. The amount of breakthrough that's available to you right now is directly proportionate to how present you are. Okay? The amount of breakthrough that's available to you right now is directly proportionate to how present you are. So what can you do right now in order to get a little bit more present? In fact, I asked the question here, what are three things you could do right now to get a little bit more present? Maybe you can close out email, close out Facebook, browser tabs, right? What else can you do? Can you turn off your notifications, phone, email, etc.? And just basically remove anything that can suck your awareness from you. Generally speaking, we're often looking to go further when really what we need is to go deeper. Okay, so we're looking for something out there when really the answer can only come to us when we're willing to be right here. Because if we're 50% out there and 50% here, well, then we're only able to see things at 50% of our awareness. So I want to invite you guys to just get a little bit annoyed with me, right? Gloria Steinem said, the truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. So if this is pissing you off a little bit, right? Well, this might be some truth for you. And if it's not pissing you off, awesome. I don't mean to be an asshole to anyone here, but I do want to really make sure you guys get the most out of this. So what up? I am Jacob, and this is my cue to stop the screen share and actually come back to my own video and just tell you guys a little bit about me. So I think that some of you guys already know me for this event here, but if you don't, this is the point where I'm going to tell you, you know, how horrible my life was, and by basically learning some things, how amazing my life got. So the short answer is, you know, I had a good job 10 years ago. I had a really good job in Times Square, New York, doing IT consulting. And I kind of proven to myself that I could be successful and I could play the game that society said meant you were a good person, right? I had a nice job. I had a nice car, a motorcycle. I had money to, you know, buy dinner and food and clothes and shit like that. But essentially, it was a paradox because on the outside, I was a success, and on the inside, I was a mess. And I had some really, you know, challenging things happening. I had some crazy thoughts going on in my head about me not being good enough or man enough or straight enough or just really challenging things that I didn't know who to speak to about. And I had this nagging knowing on the inside that there was more out there for me, that this wasn't the way I was meant to be living my life. But I didn't know what the hell to do about it. Just had no idea. And it was really tough. It was tough because I had it good. I had a good life. So I felt guilty that I wasn't happier. I felt ungrateful that here I was living in, you know, America, you know, especially a white man in New York. Like, why couldn't I just be happy? And the shame just spiraled, and I didn't know who to talk to. I isolated myself. I felt stuck in my head, uncomfortable in my skin. There was an emptiness in my soul in a way. I had really high highs when I got a promotion or a new car or something like that, and really low lows that would come shortly after that. And happiness just never felt sustainable. Just felt like I could never trust happiness. And it just felt like, you know, kind of like life was just happening to me. And it was up to, you know, the universe or life to just dictate where I went. And I was just at the mercy of it. And things got so bad at some point that I just committed to doing whatever it took to really, you know, take ownership of my life. And I tried to like set some goals and, you know, wanted to make more money and be in an amazing relationship. But all that stuff didn't work. It might have worked like marginally, but ended up just like exploding in my face. Because it wasn't until I got this one insight that everything changed. I want to share that insight with you right now. The insight that I got that changed everything for me was that everything that I wanted to accomplish externally could only actually happen by working on myself internally. So I wanted to go make more money. I wanted to go be in that relationship on the outside. I wanted all these goals to accomplish, but I didn't have the operating system on the inside to take me there. I didn't have the inner workings that enabled me to actually get where I wanted. So it would just explode in my face and make me feel worse. And the way that what I call this is inner game. Okay, having inner game. And the way I like to describe it is like, if you think about a tree, like a mango tree in Hawaii, Ali is in Hawaii right now. And, you know, if you imagine that you're in Hawaii and there's like a mango tree and you're living there and there's a mango tree in your yard and you're like, I want more mangoes on that tree, right? Would you go to the branches to start getting more mangoes to develop, right? Would you go work on the branches if you wanted more mangoes? No, it'd be ridiculous. If you want to create the mangoes, the external, you got to go to the roots, to the soil, to the foundation. But in our life, so often we're going externally trying to create the fruits of our life, when really what we need to do is work on the foundation, on the inner game. Another way to think about it is, I love this analogy, a skyscraper. The best way to know how tall a building is going to be is to look at how deep they've dug the foundation. If you want to create a skyscraper of a life, you need to create a hell of a foundation on the inside. And most of us aren't willing to do that. Most of us are so focused on the external, on the instant gratification, on the short-term win, that we don't actually go deep into our foundation and learn to master our inner game, which ultimately creates the results. Okay? So I'm going to take us back to my Einstein slides over here. Hang on one second. Let's see if that works. Okay. And now that was the before, and now I'm going to tell you like the after. Okay. I'm selling you guys some inner game here. So check this out. Right. So basically, by immersing myself in the inner game, some amazing things have happened. I'm in the relationship that I've always wanted to be in. This is me and my lovely lady, Nadia. And here we're doing some traveling, we're doing fancy stuff, we're at one of my retreats in Bali, being naked with paint on us. I've traveled the world. Here I am in Thailand, we're in Austria. I think this is Malaysia. that was awesome. This is Burning Man, which was a hell of an adventure. One of the most amazing trips of my life, which I never would have allowed myself to go on unless I had like really stepped up my inner game. I'm obviously wearing boxers and boots here, and you best believe I was self-conscious. Assassinate the ego, be a terrorist of love. Nice. This is Colombia. We lived in Colombia for actually 10 weeks, Medellin. And I've become friends with some of my idols. This is Brian Johnson. He's a good friend and mentor of mine. His wife, Alexandra, and his son, Emerson. This is my friend, Steve Chandler, who I've gotten to work with quite closely for the last 3 years. It's been amazing. My friend, Mastin Kip, founder of The Daily Love. You may have seen Mastin on mastinkip.com or on Oprah. I really just created these friendships and these connections that, you know, 7 years ago, I was just reading these people's books on my shelves and just imagining, you know, who are these gods? Like, you know, and they're not gods, they're just people like us. But I've had the fortune to be able to become friends with them And ultimately, I've created a business that's has impacted thousands and thousands of people. And, you know, 99% of that has been online, which gives me the freedom to work from wherever I want. But these are some of the events that I've done in person. These are just different groups that we brought together, different fun occasions. This was me speaking in Portland at WDS. And all of this has happened essentially by me learning how to get over the anxiety and the fear and the limiting beliefs that would have stopped this. Because I could have said I wanted all those things on the outside, but the reality is that there were some inner things that I had to get over in order to get there. And from learning to master my mind and overcome my blind spots and really create a deep confidence in myself, that's what's created these results. And my mission on this planet is to help other people master their inner game. I spent a lot of time helping people create great coaching businesses and external success. And I still do that. But the most important work at the end of the day is all the inner game stuff. And that's my mission. Because whatever goal, dream, or desire you have, whether it's writing that book, leaving your job, traveling the world, becoming financially independent, creating an amazing relationship, whatever else you desire, all of that always comes down to inner game. So let's take a deep breath right now, actually. That'll help us connect a little bit more deeply with ourselves. So take a nice deep breath. Whew. And my intention is to help make the next 3 months of your life the most transformative 3 months that you've ever had. I'm going to tell you more about how we can do that at the end of, or more towards the end of our workshop today. But essentially, I want to talk about clarity first, okay? Because most people think that lack of clarity is the problem. So you might have come on today's workshop thinking, oh, that's my problem, lack of clarity. And that if you finally get clarity, then your goals, your dreams, your desires will all come true. But seeking clarity is often nothing more than mental masturbation. Okay? And I'm going to explain to you what the real issue is at the end of this workshop. But if you don't understand the real issue behind where your search for clarity actually comes from, clarity is useless. But before I explain what the real issue is, I want to deliver what I promised you and actually teach you how to get more clarity right now. So I'm going to give you the clarity because that's why you came. That's what I needed to do to get you here was blow your mind when it comes to clarity. But then I'm going to show you the deeper thing that actually is going to make the biggest difference in you creating the most fulfilled life you can have. So here's my question to you. What are you looking for clarity with? What's one thing that you're looking for clarity with? Okay, just pick one thing. Maybe there's seven. Maybe you're looking for clarity on what you should, you know, what the one thing you're looking for clarity is. Just pick one thing. You can use this process as many times as you want, but for today, just pick one thing. Maybe it's career, relationship, where to live, decision at work, trip you want to take. And now we're going to go into the three golden principles that shift stuckness and create clarity. So here's principle one. The quality of your clarity comes from the quality of your questions. Quality of your clarity comes from the quality of your questions. Okay? So most people think that if they want clarity, they need to find answers to their questions. All right? Makes sense. If I want clarity, I've got to find some answers to my questions. But there's two big problems with this mindset. The first is, if you're asking yourself a low quality question, you're going to get stuck with a low quality answer. Okay? And I'm going to explain the difference between a low quality question and a high quality question in a minute, but I just want you to first become aware of this. If you're asking yourself a low quality question, you're going to get stuck with a low quality answer. The second big problem with this mindset is, the real purpose of a question is not to find an answer. The real purpose of a question is to live into the inquiry and give yourself a powerful path to start moving down. Okay? The real purpose of a question is not to find an answer. You're like, fuck you, Jacob. I want that answer. I get it. I know what that feels like. We're going to talk more about it. But the people who have mastered their inner game, we know that the real purpose of a question is not to find an answer. It's to give you a powerful path to live down. Okay? Because listen, all of life is a question. You want to just zoom out for a minute and talk about this, right? Like, we right now, currently, we are flying through infinite space on a tiny rock at 67,000 miles per hour with no inherent destination and no particular start, right? Like, we're just on this thing called Earth getting thrown through the cosmos, and we have no certainty, okay? There is no, all of life is a question, okay? And I wanna, when you really master your inner game, you learn how to use this to your advantage. Okay, so let me help unpack this a little bit here. So most people think that if they want clarity, they need to find answers to their questions. But when you learn to ask high quality questions and live into the inquiry, you'll start moving forward and open yourself up to insights, ahas, and possibilities that you couldn't previously imagine. Not bad. Okay, so here is an example of a crappy question versus a quality question. So, crappy question, why can't I ever seem to get things right? Okay, as demonstrated by the poop emoji con that is currently present on the slide. Well, it's a crappy question. Why can't I ever seem to get things right? And a more powerful question would be, what can I learn from this experience? Okay, what can I learn from this experience? Another question that is crappy is, will I be successful if I start my own business? It's just a limiting question. It doesn't give you much to work with. And a more empowering question would be, how can I test my business idea for the least amount of time and the least amount of money? Whoa, suddenly that gives you a totally new path to go down if you're willing to live into that inquiry. Okay, here's another crappy question. Should I stay in or leave my job? Oh God, what, so much pressure on that question, right? What if you get it wrong? Higher quality question, what need of mine isn't being met right now? Okay, we're gonna send you guys all these questions afterwards, so you don't need to feel the urgency to write everything down as quickly as possible. I really would love for you to just stay present with me, and we'll make sure you get all this afterwards. Crappy question, what passion of mine should I pick? Very limiting question. It puts a lot of pressure on you. Better question would be, what hidden fear of mine is keeping me from picking any option? Okay, what hidden fear of mine is keeping me from picking any option? That's a way higher quality question than how do I pick the perfect passion? Okay, how about this question we've all asked at some point? Crappy question, is this person the one, my soulmate, my Prince Charming, my, you know, Cinderella? Crappy question. Here's a better question you can ask. What conversation am I scared to have with this person that would help us understand each other more? So I just gave you guys a bunch of questions, but I actually want to give you five questions that you can use no matter what situation you're in. Five fast path questions to stop doubting yourself and start moving forward. And essentially, we'll send you these again, so you don't need to feel the urgency to write them down. But I want to share with you five really powerful questions. So the first thing when you feel stuck and you're looking for clarity is just, what's a better question I could ask myself? What's a better question I could ask myself? Okay? I always start there. It's just the awareness of, wow, there's probably a better question I could ask. And I don't need to come up with the perfect question. What might be a better one? Let's start the brainstorm. Question number two is, what might be a third option? Usually when we're trying to find clarity, we're usually thinking to choose between two options. I'm either going to stay with this person or leave this person. I'm going to, you know, stay in my job or leave my job. I'm either going to start my business or I'm not going to start my business. What might be a third option that you haven't yet considered? And if you actually want to brainstorm more on this, you can even ask yourself, you know, what would be options 3 through 10? Can actually really create a list for yourself here. Third quality question here. Forget what I think I can have. What is it that I'd really want? Because, you know, part of our lack of deep inner game is that we only allow ourselves to focus on what it is we think we can have. It's actually really challenging, and I can relate so much to this, to try to get something, to try to allow yourself to dream beyond what you currently know how to get. Because what happens if you can't get it? What's that going to mean about you? Like people, you know, there's going to be all types of weird stuff, right? If I really let myself know what I want and then I can't get it. But actually, forget what you think you can have. What is it that you really want? I'll tell you a quick story working with one of my coaches. He said, Jacob, you know, you've been coaching for a good amount of time now. You've helped people get some really amazing results. You should bring on an apprentice to work with you. And I said, okay, well, how much do you think I should charge for this apprentice? And my coach said, you know, I'm thinking like I had been making some pretty good money and I felt pretty good about my services. And so I'm thinking, I don't know, maybe I'll charge $10,000 or $20,000 to work with me for a year. Like that would be amazing. And my coach said, Jacob, you should charge $50,000 to work with you for a year. And I'm just like, this guy's fucking kidding me, right? Like there's no way I'm going to charge that money. Right? But I'm smart enough to know that, you know, I've signed up to work with a coach to challenge my inner game. So why am I going to fight him on this? Let me actually just take my self-worth off the line and actually just experiment with it. And long story short is I put out an application and people, I don't announce the price ahead of time, but people start applying for it. And I say, okay, coach, like here are the people who've applied. And I'm like, here's what I'm thinking. You know, I don't know which one of these. He said, Jacob, forget who you think you can have. Forget about who applied. Who is it that you'd want to be your apprentice? Think about everybody who you've worked with over the last 5 years. Who would you want to be your apprentice? Forget if they applied or not. And go talk to them directly. Long story short is, first guy who came to mind, I went and I spoke to him. He ended up signing up. And I went from the most I had ever charged before that in my own business was about $4,000 to $4,500, something like that. And I went from $4,500 being my largest sale, which I had charged many, many, many times, dozens, if not 100 times. But to this $50,000 client, I more than 10 times my rate by allowing myself to go for what it was that I really wanted instead of just what I think I could have. So I just wanted to blow your mind a little bit there. And really, I'd like you to treat today like a buffet. You don't need to get all of this stuff down. Just pick the one thing that's really speaking to you that could actually satiate your appetite for what you came for. Question four, if my child was in this situation, what advice would I give to them? Okay, and there's a deeper inner game conversation around why this works. But how funny is it that, you know, if we had a child and we had to step up to really give our best guidance to that child, we would have some pretty good guidance to give. But when it comes to ourselves, where does it go? That's another question you can ask. And question five is, what option would make me most proud on my deathbed? I'm actually realizing that the sun just changed and my light isn't actually on in the room right now. Ali, if you can't see me clearly, or if you think I should go turn my light on and stay and step away from the webinar, just let me know. But getting back into it, what option would make me most proud on my deathbed? Right? Again, I won't go into the psychology behind that, but it's a powerful question. So this is principle one. Quality of your clarity comes directly from the quality of your questions. And I'd love to know, you know, what's one takeaway from principle one? Throw it in the comments. What's one thing that you want to make sure you remember? What's one thing that you'd like to stick with, you? Throw it in the comments. Okay. I'm not going to look in the comments right now, but Allie's going to be my eyes and she's going to, and I'll go back and look afterwards. And we're going to continue to move forward here. So principle number two is, our homeboy Einstein, you can't solve a problem with the same level of consciousness that created it. And another word for consciousness is just awareness, the same level of awareness that created it, or even thinking, the same level of thinking that created it. So let's talk about this, okay? Most people think that if they want to solve a problem, that they should think really hard about it and keep going until they figure it out. But really, thinking harder will often just make you feel more frustrated, more stuck, and more unsure of yourself. We've experienced this before, all of us. The harder we think, the more, you know, crappy we feel. Because as Einstein said, you can't solve a problem with the same level of consciousness that created it. And usually the times when we want clarity the most are when we're stressed, anxious, or worried. That's when we really want clarity, stress, anxious, or worried. It's like, give me that clarity now so I can get out of this situation. But if we take a bunch of, you know, stressed, anxious, and worried action, we're only going to make more of a mess out of our life. We're going to create more stress, more anxiety, and more worry. So it's actually counterintuitive to take action when we're not in a great place. Okay? So instead of trying to find clarity by solving our problems, the most important thing we can do is slow down, step back, and take an action that will help raise our consciousness. Raise our consciousness, okay? When you do that, your problems will start to melt away and clarity naturally arises. Now, this is a concept that I adapted from my friend Steve Chandler. It's called the ladder of consciousness, although it looks like Einstein is doing something kinky with something on his face right now. This is the ladder of consciousness. At the very bottom of the ladder is death. It's like the lowest level of consciousness. And above death is fear. And get slightly higher on the consciousness ladder, you'll get to worry, anger. And at the very top of the ladder, there's spirit. It's like the highest level of consciousness is like spirit or inspiration. There's love, there's joy, there's creativity. Right? So when you learn to master your inner game, and I actually go into a full entire session on optimizing your consciousness and using this as a tool every single day to show up at your highest and only take action from your highest. We won't have time to go into that right now, but essentially you can only see life from the level that you're at. So if you're at the level of fear all the time, you're only going to be that elevated on the ladder. You're not going to be able to see very far around you. Your options are going to look like they suck, right? So what we want to do is we actually want to prioritize the things that help you get to the top of the ladder. And that's the action that really makes sense to take, is how do we get you to the top of the ladder? Before trying to solve your life or change your life, the most important thing to do is get you higher on the ladder of consciousness. And from that place, then we figure out how to move forward. So if you're in a shitty mood, you're going to make shitty decisions about life. So really the best thing you can do if you're in a shitty mood is to get yourself into a better place and then try to decide. And it's funny, you'll watch yourself when you're in that better place. You'll be like, oh, it's not even bothering me anymore. Oh, I don't even need to worry about that. Okay? So I want to give you two inner game upgrades here when it comes to elevating your consciousness. Quickest way to change your psychology is to change your physiology. Quickest way to change your psychology is to change your physiology. So have you gotten 7 hours of sleep last night? Have you eaten enough good food today? Have you drank enough water? Do you need to use the bathroom? Okay. It's almost like if you had a crying child, right? You'd like want to, like, you wouldn't exactly know what to do because your child is crying, but you'd go through the basics. Like, are they tired? Do they need to eat? Do they need to go to the bathroom? You know, what is it? So the first thing you want to do if you're looking for clarity is make sure you've got this stuff handled. If you don't have this handled, you're never going to get the clarity you really want. Okay. And the second inner game upgrade here is the best way to change your brain is to move your body. Best way to change your brain is through your body. So some ways you can do that. Take a cold shower. I hate cold showers, and there's no quicker way I get out of my mental messiness and into life and into flow than screaming in the shower because it's so annoying. Ah! Right? So cold shower, you can go for a sprint, do a 1 minute plank, 100 jumping jacks. You can meditate, exercise, get into nature. Really anything to change your body. Okay. The answers that you want, they're not going to come from thinking harder. Okay. So what was your big insight, if any, from principle number two, that you can't solve a problem with the same level of consciousness that created it? Drop it in the comments. I'm going to go back and we'll have time at the end to do Q&A. So if you have questions, you can throw them in now, or if you have insights, you drop them in now. And I really want to see this for my own information as well. And it'll help cement in your own psyche what you take out of this experience. So drop in the comments, you know, what's one takeaway from principle number two? And now let's jump into principle number three. Clarity is a result of action, not a requirement for it. Clarity is a result of action, not a requirement for it. So most people think that they need to know the exact right steps to take before taking action. But really, clarity comes as a result of taking action, not before it. And so if you just learn to take a step forward, even when you don't feel fully ready, you'll start seeing things more clearly and you can adjust as you go. Another way of saying that is, most people think they need to be 100% certain before taking action. But really, in life, you can't see what's around the corner until you get near the corner. You can't see it from where you are. You got to get going toward it. And if you never move forward unless you have certainty, you'd never see the new options that present themselves as you start to move forward. So if you'd be willing to start moving forward in any direction right now, you'll learn things that you just couldn't possibly know from overthinking and staying still. Whoa. Pissing some people off today with these big principles. And we'll talk more about why that is. If you're feeling any hesitation to this or any resistance, like, Jacob, you don't know my situation though. If you knew this, or like, oh, but I'm, you know, this or that, you don't, we'll have time for Q&A. And I'm really going to take some time to support you guys today because, you know, I spent a lot of time working on developing these concepts over the last years and applying them in my own life and coaching, you know, countless people on these things. But I also spent a lot of time preparing this workshop today. So I really want to make sure that it lands for you guys. And I'm going to stick around a little bit extra after the hour to, and maybe even before the end of the hour to answer some questions. Okay. Apparently I had more to say in this slide and you'll figure things out along the way. Okay, so here are three inner game big ideas for action, okay? Three inner game big ideas for action. And if you guys just want to put in the comments, like if you're enjoying this so far, if there's anything that you know want to share, just throw it in the comments. You know, I'm going to have a great time going through these comments and looking at things. And, you know, community is so important and you may be thinking something, but someone else thinking the same thing, but if none of you guys ever share that, you won't be able to relate to each other. So I really encourage you to drop some stuff in the comments and really dive in with us here. I'm going to take a sip of water, and I invite you to take a deep breath, actually. Let's connect a little bit more deeply with ourselves right now. Whoo! Yo, Yogi, what is cracking? All right, three inner game big ideas for action. Big idea number one, 60% ready is 100% good enough. 60% ready is 100% good enough. But Jacob, I'm not 100% ready yet. That's awesome, because 60% ready is 100% good enough. And you really want to be aware of perfectionism here. We'll talk about, you know, we don't have the time today to go into where perfectionism comes from and how to outsmart it, how to work with it, how to not let it run your life. It's a longer conversation about inner game, but I will explain a little bit more about this in a few minutes, okay? And, you know, you want to get rid of the idea that you should be entirely clear. It's a fallacy. You're never entirely clear. As I said, we're floating through the universe right now. The scientists, the smartest people on the planet, aren't entirely clear on what the hell we're doing here. So this entirely clear thing is an ideal that just can't ever be attained. So it's actually the lowest standard that you can have for yourself is to be entirely clear, because it just doesn't exist, right? It's not real. So question, right? Do you think Gandhi was 100% ready to start a revolution, especially a nonviolent revolution? Holy shit. Right? Hell no, he wasn't 100% ready. Do you think a woman is 100% ready to give birth? No way. No way you can be 100% ready to give birth. But they do it anyway, right? Women courageously step into that. Do you think a soldier is 100% ready to go to war? No way, right? These are all really powerful things that people do that we're inspired by on some level. These people are not 100% ready. So let's get rid of this notion that you need to be. Big idea number two, it's a question. What's one step you can take to get you out of perfectionism and into action? So just one step. You don't need to know the full plan. What is one step you can take to get you out of perfectionism and into action? Okay, and I'm gonna ask you two other questions here that could be helpful for you. What's one tough conversation that you may be avoiding? That can also be a good first next step, tough conversation that you're avoiding. Or what's one tough action that you may be avoiding? Okay, that's big idea number two. You're like, Jacob, you're not making it any easier for me. Well, that's a separate conversation. You wanted clarity, right? That's what I'm giving you. This is how you get it. Okay, big idea number three. How can you test this idea with the least amount of risk as possible? How can you test this idea with the least amount of risk as possible? This is basically what entrepreneurship is about. You know, you don't need to be an entrepreneur. Me having kind of figured out how to create a soulful business in the last 7 years, you really want to learn to test your ideas for as little time and as little money as possible so that you can just see, oh, did that work or not? How can I try the next thing now? Instead of making it about your destiny and like, oh, if this works, means that my life's going to be great forever. If this doesn't work, that means I'm doomed forever. Or if this works, it means I'm a good enough person. Or if this doesn't work, it means I'm a failure. You got to get rid of all that extra psychological baggage. You really want to upgrade your inner game there. And so one thing you can say is there a 30-day experiment that you can run? Take some of the pressure off of yourself. Is there a 30-day or even a 7-day experiment or even a 1-day experiment you can run? Nelson Mandela has this quote, I never lose. I either win or I learn. So that's a mindset to adapt. There is no losing. There's only winning or learning. And another quote that I love by the philosopher Emerson is, all of life is an experiment. The more experiments you make, the better. Really just treating this as an experiment. It's not about your worth or your destiny. Let's have some fun with this. Okay, so what's one thing you can take away from principle number three? Principle number three, clarity is not a prerequisite to action, it's a result of action. Okay, most people think you need clarity before you take action, and so they never take action and they never get clarity, when the reality is you get clarity after you take action. Okay, and the same thing works with confidence, by the way. Jacob, I don't feel confident to take action, do that thing yet. Well, you shouldn't feel confident because you haven't done that a bunch of times yet, right? Confidence comes as a result of taking action and a lot of action, because actually confidence comes from competence. Competence creates confidence, and you're not going to be competent in something until you've done it a bunch of times, right? So you got to be willing to learn or fail or whatever we call it here. Ali, let me check in with you. Is there anything that stands out from the comments that you just want to, you know, share with me right now, or just announce to us as the group before we go a little bit deeper into some of the inner game of how this is all working here?
Sorry, I had to unmute myself. For some reason, I don't think my chats are going through, so I'm just going to pop in here really quick. Right now, no, I'm just seeing some really awesome insight, and I just want to let everybody know to just keep it coming. I tried to send that, but I don't know if my chats are going through. So just keep them coming, everyone.
Okay, amazing. And if you look at the bottom where you're chatting, Allie, there should be a place that says two, and then you just want to change that to everyone, and it should go through.
So, okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being the guardian angel here today. And let's jump back in, guys. So awesome. So, you know, yeah, in the comments, let us know what's one thing you've gotten some clarity on so far. You know, I'd really love to know that. And the inner game of clarity. Okay, awesome. Let's talk about the inner game of clarity. So we spoke, again, if you remember the skyscraper, most of us want to build the skyscraper starting on the ground level, right? Sounds ridiculous when I say it now, right? You want to build the skyscraper from the cement. No, you got to go deep into the cement in order to create the skyscraper. And so today we built on the ground level already. And I promised you guys clarity. So that's what I came, and I hope you really got some really valuable nuggets out of that. But I want to help you go deeper into the inner game of this so that you can create something that when the wind comes, isn't going to get knocked over. When challenges come, you're going to have the foundation to be able to withstand life, because shit will get thrown in your way. I promise. That's just how it works. But when your inner game is on point, you have the grit and you have the persistence and you have the durability to actually get stronger from the challenges. So most people think that lack of clarity is the problem, and that if they were just to find clarity, they finally would get what they really want and they'd be happy, be successful, they'd be at peace, they'd live happily ever after in an amazing Disney fantasy. But when we play the inner game, we realize that seeking clarity is not the answer, because lack of clarity is not the cause of your problem. Lack of clarity is a symptom of your problem. In other words, the search for clarity is the mask your problem wears on the outside. Speaking of masks, right? This is what lack of clarity looks like. It's like, lack of clarity, this is me, blah, 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 blah. This is not the real thing. The real thing is happening on a much deeper level. So the real problem isn't a lack of clarity. You guys ready for this? Here we go. This is going to be big. You may not get it at first, or it may hit you like a ton of bricks. Here we go. The real problem is not a lack of clarity. The real problem is a lack of connection with your own inner wisdom. Oh, fuck, Jacob. God damn it. What the hell? That's the answer. That's, yes, a lack of connection with your own inner wisdom reveals itself as you looking for clarity. Okay, so this is the real problem, a lack of connection with your own inner wisdom, the wisdom of your intuition, the wisdom of your gut, the wisdom of your heart. And I'm not going to go into all those things right now. That's stuff, you know, we do when we play the inner game immersion. I'm not going to go into that right now, but I want to reveal to you that the answers that you seek are already inside, okay? And if you're not sure what your intuition is your future successful self giving you clues about how to get there. Your intuition is your future successful self giving you clues about how to get there. And when you learn to play the inner game, go into the foundation instead of externally looking for results, you stop searching for clarity on the outside and you start learning to hear and trust your inner wisdom. And as you take action from that place, you eliminate the self-doubt and you create real results. You feel happier, more successful, and at peace. So, why do we avoid slowing down and listening to our own inner wisdom? First reason is because listening to our intuition might mean making some changes that are disruptive, difficult, and seemingly destabilizing. So it's like, I don't want to hear my deeper truth if it says I shouldn't be in this relationship, or I should leave this job, or I should blah, 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 blah. Fuck that. I'm going to cover that up. Now, oftentimes your inner truth is actually just pointing you in a direction. It's not like an order from like the commander, like you need to leave the job, right? And we talk more about how to, you know, listen to your intuition without creating a mess of your life in the process. But this is one of the main reasons people don't want to listen to their intuitions, because of this. Makes sense. Reason number two is that if we slow down and listen closely to our intuition, we may be faced with some deep hidden fears that we have. We don't want to look at those fears. Some really scary, disempowering beliefs that we have from a very young age often. We all carry around these beliefs that we picked up, and it can be really scary. So we stay away from going deeper and getting more quiet, listening to that voice inside. And another reason is we have unprocessed emotion, especially, I mean, all of us do, especially men. Or I can speak for myself as a man, you know, we're told man up, you know, be strong, emotions equal weakness. But if you want to open up to your potential, you need to open up to what's stored in your body and start to release some of the tightness that is stopping your potential from coming through you. Okay. These unconscious fears, beliefs, and emotions, these are the things that stop us from hearing our inner voice clearly. And even worse, these are the fears that serve as a blockade that stops your potential from coming out of you. Man, we're going deep here. Deep inner game. You've got so much potential inside of you. Every single one of us does. We're just born that way. It's not because of your ego or how great you are or aren't. We all have an unlimited reserve of human potential within us. And what happens is we get disconnected from that because of a barrier. And that barrier is our fears and kind of like our unprocessed emotion or trauma or experiences that we haven't let go of. We're actually still carrying them around. And then we wonder, why do I keep dating the same person over and over again? Why do I keep, attracting the same thing? Why does this always happen to me? Why that? It's because you actually haven't processed that experience fully because it was so scary and you were a child and you didn't know what to do about it because we're not given this kind of curriculum or, the wise guidance that I can give you now. We don't have that as a child. I didn't have that as a child. Right? And so it's scary. So we just stay away from it. Leave me alone. I don't want to go near that. And as a result, our potential stays stuck inside of us. And when our potential stays stuck inside of us, right, when that energy doesn't have a place to come out of and get expressed out into the world and let us shine and bring our greatness to the globe and make a meaningful impact, when we don't do those things, your potential will actually work against you because that energy is there no matter what. Got to take a deep breath here. Whew. And your potential will drag you down. It'll work against you. It'll keep you feeling heavy. It'll keep you feeling stuck, filled with self-doubt. And eventually, people kill themselves because they don't know how to deal with this. They hate themselves. There's so much shame there. Okay? The pain of not living into our potential hurts so much that we need to numb ourselves out. And so this is why we eat too much sugar. We drink alcohol to cope instead of to celebrate. We watch bullshit TV. We scroll through Facebook aimlessly. I am getting a call on my phone right now. I'm wondering if that's one of you guys. I don't think it is, but I'm going to mute it. I'm not going to go into how we numb ourselves out, but I just want to show you. There's a deeper system at play here. We're starting to talk about some real inner game stuff, okay? So fortunately, there are some very powerful processes to help you master your inner game and live with the levels of happiness and success that you really want so that you can feel free, you can feel inspired, and you can feel like, I'm really living the life that, I'm meant to be living. Like I had a moment like that a week or two ago. I started crying, like not full on crying, but I got little tears in my eyes as I was in the Long Island City, New York subway station waiting for the train. And I was like, fuck yes, this is what I'm here to do on this planet. Like, we're launching our inner game immersion program right now. And I'll tell you guys a little bit more about that in a minute, but I'm watching it come together and I'm like, man, this is why I'm alive. This is my purpose. This is like me really stepping into my full potential and serving a lot of people in the process. And so I'm going to continue on here. Yeah. And so when you do that, right, and you're also recognized for making a meaningful impact in people's lives. And I'm going to tell you about these processes in a moment, but first I want to tell you about a near-death experience that I had. Okay. So last year I nearly died, and I'm not joking. This is not me, playing a game with you. So I was in Bali, I was leading a retreat, and after the retreat, my mom came to visit, and I've lived in Bali for about a year. So Bali's amazing, it's just awesome. And somehow I just stopped wearing mosquito spray and I got stung by a mosquito and I got dengue fever. And I didn't really know what that was when it happened, but dengue fever is a potentially fatal disease. And what happens is that it lowers your blood platelet count. So if you start bleeding, you might not be able to stop. And within no time at all, I had lost 10 pounds. I had 104 degree fever. I'm actually going to bring you guys back to look at me directly here. I had 104 degree fever, and my mom was getting her blood taken in case I needed a blood transfusion. And it's funny because I kind of use this story to talk about the inner game immersion, which I'll talk to you guys about in a minute. I saw my mom for dinner on Sunday night. She said, "Jacob, you so downplay what happened in Bali. There's like three sentences where you talk about it." She's like, "I need to get in front of your community and I need to tell them about me running across the highway to try to get you papaya leaf blended so that you can get papaya leaf juice, which tastes like gasoline, but apparently is like a holistic approach to healing. Like, you know, Western medicine says dengue has no cure. Eastern says if you drink this nasty ass fucking drink that it'll cure you." My mom is like, "You're so underselling the whole like I almost died thing." She's like, and I'm like, "Okay, mom," like I thought about it. I'm like, "Shit, maybe I am." But essentially it was a really tough experience. And as I laid there, kind of like on my metaphorical deathbed, it was like a week-long meditation for me. And I had a pretty profound insight early on. I made peace with the fact that I might die. And I had a pretty profound insight early on. And the insight was, this isn't that bad. That's right. Everything I just said, like it's not that bad. And I just had the reason it wasn't that bad is because like while society has like told us, "Oh, you need to go out and invest in the real estate market or a law degree or your 401k. And I'm not shitting on any of those things. But I've spent all of my time, my energy, my money, my life force investing in my inner game so that when the challenges come up, I can handle them. And instead of getting more stressed out about the situation that I was in, which would have only lowered my immunity and made me more likely to die, I had my inner game on point. And I treated that shit like a 7-day Vipassana meditation of me being in the hospital. And I thought to myself, you know, if I could only create one more thing for the rest of my life, what would I want it to be? And the answer was, I'd want to help people really master their inner game, because I've helped people quadruple their coaching biz and create external results. And that stuff is fun and sexy. But at the end of the day, it's the inner game that's going to help us create not just the most external success, but also the deep fulfillment and wholeness and happiness that we really crave. And so I asked myself, you know, how could I create the most transformative program that I've ever seen? And long story short is I got out of the hospital and I proceeded to do that. I created this inner game immersion program, and the results were amazing. We created raving fans, and I'm so pumped to now be making this my purpose on the planet, to be leading this program. And I'm doing it again once this year in 2017 right now. So I'm going to flip back to the slides right now. Just tell you a little bit more about some inner game stuff. And then we can go from there. So, this is me in the hospital. I was looking at this picture and it was funny. It was like, I wanted to give like a more professional, like, I'm like, why didn't we have a pro photographer there to take the picture? It's just funny, you know. It was like, I never planned on using this for like my marketing of my soul business. But I was looking at the sheet in the upper left corner and I was like, oh man, I was so fucked up that the sheet wasn't even on the bed right. And I was like urinating in, not in that exact picture or moment, but I wasn't even getting up to go to the bathroom. Everything was happening right there. You can see the IV kind of going into my arm. I'm getting a little emotional talking about it right now. But this shit was real, you know? So I want to tell you about the inner game immersion right now. Inner game immersion. Here we go. So the inner game immersion is a 10-week training club where I bring together a group of people, a really special group who are committed to their growth and who are committed to becoming stronger and smarter and more successful, both now and in the long term, really doing the deep, meaningful work to make that a reality. And we do that through a combination of practices for mental clarity, emotional mastery, physical and energy optimization, and also spiritual inspiration and spiritual purpose. And we do this by engaging in deep dive processes that will help you get clear on your goals and optimize your energy and allow you to experience your biggest desires without the guilt. Okay, now these are some pretty big promises that I'm making here. And this is inner game stuff. It's not going to look like the traditional way that you see it happening out in the world. We're going to be doing some reverse engineering internally, some, you know, big mindset shifting. Let me stay with the slides and stay on track here. Okay. So we'll uncover your blind spots, what's kept you stuck, and why you've sabotaged yourself from reaching the next level of success, even if you're already a high achiever. And we'll build the courage to overcome those hidden fears and the momentum to keep you motivated and a world-class time management system so you don't need to squeeze everything in. And we're going to do this through an uncommon mixture, okay? This is a very unorthodox experience. This is like something that you have not seen before. An uncommon mixture of comfort zone challenges, mind training techniques, heart-opening exercises, blind spot identifiers, productivity hacking practices, energy optimization tweaks, goal setting, results tracking, accountability systems, and world-class coaching. Okay, this is not an information product. This is not an online course. This is not about information. This is about transformation. This is about deep inner game to create a foundation for you that in the long run serves in place for you to create the most fulfilled and successful life that you can. So most people think they need more information, but information rarely changes your life unless it's the exact right piece of information at the right time for the right person from the right place. Just doesn't work that way, okay? Because seeking more information is really just mental masturbation. It distracts you and it feels good temporarily. But ultimately, it will leave you feeling empty and unfulfilled in the long run, because information seeking is often just fear masking itself as logic. It's fear saying, I need to be responsible. I should learn more. I should be more qualified. Blah, 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 blah. My bank account is low. Where will I make the money in the future? Let's not get, you know, get started talking about how money fear is, you know, or our beliefs around money are just really our fear showing itself and I got to be sure, blah, blah, blah. You know, who was it? I interviewed someone and she says, you know, we use lack of money as a socially justifiable reason to not overcome our fear. We use money as a socially justifiable reason to not overcome our fear. Oh, I just don't have the money to do what I really want to do. No, it's not about money. It's about deep inner game. It's about courage and insight and willingness to go for it when you don't feel ready. It's all inner game. It has nothing to do with money or what we say on the surface. Jacob, but if you knew my situation, like, listen, I've spoken to hundreds, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. You know, with countless debt, and I've watched people step up and rock it when, you know, their thing was telling them, their brain was telling them elsewise. So what you don't need information. What you really need is transformation, and that's where the inner game immersion steps in. Because the problem is there's a part of you that is working very hard to make sure you don't succeed with your goals, okay? And here's how that works. In your unconscious mind, okay, not your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is like, I want goals. That would be dope. When I accomplish that, my life's going to be amazing. Unconscious mind says success equals different and different equals death. And you've wondered why you've sabotaged yourself in the past or why you don't have what you want. It's not lack of skill. It's not lack of ability. It's there's a part of you unconsciously that is making sure that you don't change. This is inner game stuff, baby. This is the stuff that will change your life if you're willing to breathe into this and actually commit to going all in here. Okay? And really what we need to do is to create congruence between your unconscious mind and your conscious mind so they are working together. But we can't do that until we do the deep inner game immersion stuff. So the inner game immersion is not some online course. This is a 10-week immersive experience that will call you to your edge, get your heart pounding, reveal your blind spots, and help you become the best version of yourself with powerful coaching, community, accountability, and love. I'm not here to shame anyone. I'm not here to be a tough guy. I'm here because this is the most meaningful work that I could be doing in my life, and I take people to the edge every single day in the most loving and nurturing way. I help them. Man, I'm feeling passionate about this right now. I help them parent themselves in the way that they were never able to get parented. And I may have just opened up a whole can of worms for you right there. I help them become the person that they on a deep level know they can become, but we're never given the guidance for how to do that. So when it comes to inner game, the problem is you can't do a massive upgrade on your own. Can't see your own blind spots. Cannot see your own hidden roadblocks. You can't see your own limited thinking. Even if you think right now, you've got it. Oh, I got the information from the webinar. This was all informational today. We did nothing transformational. This is all informational. Don't fool yourself into thinking your life is going to be any different by knowing this stuff. Okay? Got to learn to actually do the inner game stuff if you want to make it sustainable in the long run. And you can't hold yourself accountable. Okay? So if you want to outsmart that sabotaging part of yourself and get real transformation, then I invite you to apply for the inner game immersion. You can do that by going to playtheinnergame.com. Webinar over. No, I'm joking. It's not over yet. But playtheinnergame.com. I'm so pumped. We're bringing together an amazing group. And we've had, 150 applicants already. This is not going to be some program with 1,000 people. We're actually capping this out at 100 to make sure that it's a high quality group and that you guys can get my individual attention as well. There's a lot of online courses out there, informational. This is not that. You are not going to be some statistic on a spreadsheet somewhere, and you can't not succeed at this program. The reason is because there's accountability partners, there's results tracking, we follow up with you. Like, you can't just kind of like slip off and drift into no results here. You will be confronted about it in a loving, supportive way and forced to really take your inner game to the next level. And listen, I'm not here to shame you. I'm on your team. So I'm not going to make you feel bad. I'm going to make you feel loved and supported. Okay, that's my commitment. That's my style of coaching. That's who I am. So playtheinnergame.com. I hope you apply. Enrollment is open for the rest of, for January 2017. I was thinking, do I include some of the results people got or not? You know, just quickly, I'll share a few things. I'm not going to read this whole thing, but Rachel, I've uncovered blocks that were holding me back. I've developed the awareness and tools to help me boost my game on a daily basis. So it doesn't say this here, but Rachel, when she started the Inner Game Immersion, she told me she had a dream of actually living in two separate places, the beach when it was in the warm weather and the mountains when it was in the cold weather, so she could go snowboarding and surfing. And it's 1 year later and she's actually doing that right now. Okay, so it's awesome. Michael, again, I'm not going to read the whole thing. But Michael, when he started the Inner Game Immersion, he didn't have a coaching business. He was just starting out. And in his first year, he's created a business that brought in, it was like $60,000 or $70,000 in the first year. And listen, I'm not promising that for you, right? And like, I want to be clear. I'm not selling you a magic pill here. I'm selling you deep transformational work. And sometimes it takes like longer. That's the game I'm committed to. Okay. Martin, again, I'm not going to go deep into here. But Martin is actually still a client of mine. And he told me that Martin actually lost 30 pounds when he came to the Inner Game Immersion. He said that, I want to get my health in order. It was one of the things. Martin came to me one day and he said, Jacob, I lost 2 stones. And I said, well, what kind of stones are these? Where can you find 2 stones? And I didn't realize that, 2 stones, stones are a measurement, are a unit of measurement for weight. And a stone is about 15 pounds. So Martin actually lost 30 pounds. That's awesome. Vince was working for like the Canadian IRS basically. And he wanted to travel and live abroad. And now he's doing that. Mindy, don't get me started on Mindy. She shared stuff with our group that she hadn't shared in 40 years. And she's just, raving, amazing person. She said it's been the most transformative year that she's had. So I just want you guys to remember, whatever goal or dream or desire you have, whether it's creating a business or falling deeply in love, leaving your job or traveling the world, becoming financially free or putting your creative work out there, those are all inner game upgrades that are waiting to happen. They're not going to come from more goal setting or account or, even holding yourself accountable isn't enough. It's part of it, but it needs to be coupled in with a larger system here. And when you upgrade your inner game, that's where the deep clarity comes from on how to rock your purpose. That's where you overcome that self-doubt and increase that confidence. That's where you find your blind spots that have unconsciously held you back. It's where you start seeing and stepping into a bigger vision for what you can do with your life, and you eliminate the underlying reasons for procrastination. And ultimately, you get to wake up excited and go to sleep feeling accomplished. So I'd love for you to apply for the Inner Game Immersion. I will put a disclaimer here. Listen, I'm not your regular coach. I'm not your regular online person or offline person. I'm unique and weird and very authentic. You may be wondering, should I apply? The answer is yes, and here's why. Because if you're not a good fit, we don't want you to join the program. And the reason for that is that it will just be a headache for everyone. So if you're not a good fit, you'll complain about it or something like that. And then, you know, we'll have to deal with that. And it just doesn't work. I've been in business long enough to know I only want to work with people when it's a great fit. So I'd suggest that you apply. And either way, we'll get on the phone with you, either me personally or somebody from my team. And we'll talk to you and we'll help you get tons of clarity. We'll actually go through a transformation process instead of here where I'm telling you everything. It's not a sales pitch. It's us helping you get clarity on what makes the most sense. And sometimes that's going to be for you to join the Inner Game Immersion. And if that's the case, it's going to rock your world. It's going to be amazing. But if you're not a good fit, we don't want you in the program, not because you're not good enough or anything like that, just because we want to save a headache for all of us. So I'm going to fast forward through these slides here where I basically say the same thing and blah, blah, blah. And my intention is, you know, let's make the next 3 months of your life the most transformative 3 months that you've had. With loving, wise, strategic support, I'd love to do that through the Inner Game Immersion. PlayTheInnerGame.com is the place to go to apply. And questions? We've got time. I see we're over the hour, so I'm going to stop sharing my screen here. I'm going to come back to full screen. Thank you guys for rocking with me. I hope that you really enjoyed today's presentation. Like, I kind of hate that what we did today in a way, because it was all information based and I don't play the information game. I play the transformation game. So in a way I'm like, oh God, I gave them a bunch of information that they think is going to change their life. And sure, it'll be helpful here and there a little bit. But yeah, what I do is I play the transformation game. So, that said, Allie, would you come on the mic for a second and let me know if there's anything you want to point out from the comments, anything that you want to bring my attention to. And guys, if you have more questions, now's the time to ask them. So you have questions about clarity, about Inner Game, about the program, whatever it is, you can drop them in the comments and Allie will start to look through those. When does the Inner Game Immersion begin, actually, I see. It begins now, because the moment you sign up, we start you with the pregame training, and then we do our first session in February together. So, awesome. Hi, Allie.
Hi. Yeah, that was going to be my first one to bring up, that Anne was wondering when it starts. Another one that I saw that Johanna brought up, I hope I'm saying that right, Johanna, sorry, is how to go about finding a coach.
Awesome. Thank you for that. So, Joanna, this is a time where, once again, it's less about your head and more about your gut. So your head is going to give you all the right reasons why, oh, this coach is not perfect, or what about that, or I read a bad review of them online. Yeah. You gotta get out of your head and into your gut. And, you know, in the Inner Game Immersion, we talk more about that, but basically for now, what you can do is you can start to get more into your body. Okay. So, meditation, exercise, those things. There's ultimately a trust that you need to know that 60% ready is 100% good enough. And you're never going to feel 100% ready to do something that's going to change your life, because there's a part of you that's working really hard to make sure you stay alive. So that's why I create the Inner Game Immersion, so that, you know, we can make sure that you don't sabotage yourself from changing, that there is an accountability partner, there's me, there's tracking, there's all of that stuff. And, you know, the other thing is that there's a lot of wisdom in your fear. I'm not here to demonize fear. There's a lot of wisdom in it if we're willing to go into it and explore it and mine the gold out of it. So the fact that you have fear is not a bad thing. OK, Okay, anyone who makes you feel bad about your fear, I wouldn't suggest coaching with them. But that would be my gut, is follow your gut. I see some people asking how much a program is. Yeah, it's a fair question. So we actually don't disclose the price of the program ahead of time. And here's why. I will say that the program is enough to make sure that you really show up and get results. It'll stretch you financially, but it's not going to bankrupt you. It's not going to be like, oh, and then I made the decision to do the inner game immersion and it totally financially ruined me. No. The reason that we don't say the exact price ahead of time is because we often just use fear as a justifiable excuse for not stepping into our potential. We use money as a justifiable excuse for not stepping into our potential, when really all it is fear. So it's a larger conversation about the inner game of money, which is something that I've looked closely into in the last 7 years because I needed to. How do I use my business as a vehicle to express my purpose so that it's not just, my business is not just about making money, it's about providing a social cause or spiritual cause in the world. But that's the reason that, you know, we're not looking to be deceptive. We're not going to twist your arm when we say the price and be like, oh, we spent all this time with you on the phone, you got to sign up. Like, we don't do that. We're not about guilting. But we just intentionally don't say it because we want to train you to step out into uncertainty and also to trust your gut. And what I've seen over and over again is that people use money as a socially acceptable justification for not changing their life in all the ways that they're constantly saying that they want to. You're welcome, Johanna, for answering that. So, awesome. This is great. What happens if someone does not have the money when the program starts? Well, it's a larger question there. I'm really glad you asked that because I don't know so I'm going to say this theoretically, this might trigger somebody here, but I'm going to go for it. You know, if your child had cancer and you needed to come up with a few thousand dollars, which the program is less than, but if you needed to come up with a few thousand dollars to get them cancer treatment, would you find a way to do it? Hell yeah, you would. You'd be out on the sidewalk panhandling if you needed to, right? So it's never a question about, you know, I don't know how to do this. It's that on some level, we're just scared to do it. And Allie says, not the same thing as a child of cancer survivor. Yeah, okay, got it, Allie. My mom is a cancer survivor also. So, you know, we can say the situation a little bit differently. You know, if I was in Bali and I had dengue fever and, you know, I didn't have health insurance and my girlfriend needed to come up with a few thousand dollars in order to get me out of there, right, and make sure that I could get the treatment that I needed, she would do whatever it took to do that. And I know I'm challenging a lot of your beliefs right now. That's what I do as a coach. But she would figure out to do whatever it takes. So I don't want to shame anyone, right? The short answer is, like, if now's not the time for you, then don't worry about it. Like, all good. You can continue to consume information and all that. But I really want to, go deeper into the inner game of, you know, how do we stop ourselves in some way from actually getting what we want? And so many of us use money as that excuse. So awesome. Let us continue with the questions. Who has some questions about clarity? Let me actually scroll back up. Allie, if there's anything that comes up for you, I'd love to hear, because I haven't been so active with the chat.
I think Rich Hilton, he said, if I have a ton of resistance to pick a specific niche, social anxiety for him, it sounds like, is that a good indication that it's the right one?
No, it's not. It's not, but it is an indication that you should actually go into the fear that's there and understanding what the underlying fear is and to work with that fear. Just because you're afraid of something doesn't necessarily mean you should do it, right? Like, what if I'm afraid to bash someone over the head with a bat, right? And again, I'm being quite descriptive here. I don't want to do that, but like, just because you have a fear to do something, what if I have a fear to jump off a bridge? It doesn't mean you should follow, you know, there's a lot of wisdom. Like, you need to do the thing you're afraid of. No, you need to actually learn to inspect your fear and go into it to mine the wisdom that is there for you. Okay. You need to be willing to go into the fear And we do this through the body. And this is what we do in the inner game immersion. This is deep inner game coaching. Can't do it with you guys here right now. But that would be my answer for that. So thank you for asking, Allie. And then I think we have time for maybe one more question. So Allie, is there anything that's coming up for you, or if there's anything else that you guys want to ask in the comments, you can go for it. Best tips on how to coach yourself. How can individual issues be addressed through group coaching? That's a great question. Vanessa. And that was my question, is like, I know how to transform people's lives one-on-one or even in small groups, or even, you know, if you go to like a retreat of mine in Bali, but how do I actually do that in a way that's scalable? And that's why I had so much passion around this program. And that's why we come at it from all these different angles, from comfort zone challenges. This is out you being in life, to heart opening exercises, to accountability partners, to actually getting some coaching in the program. It's a great question, and it's kind of like a personal development amusement park in a way. There's lots going on. You don't need to go full out with every single thing, but there's enough to make sure that we really get you into action and getting the results that you desire. So thank you for that. And then for the person who said, you know, how do I coach myself? Well, best tip on how to coach yourself. That's a question that I think the questions that we asked today will help you with that. They'll help you coach yourself, but essentially you can't see what you can't see. And if you really want to take your life to the next level, it's about committing to going into a transformative experience, whether that's, you know, working with a coach one-on-one or like this, really stepping into an inner game immersion. So we'll leave it there, but we're 20 minutes past the hour. Thank you guys so much for rocking with us today. I really hope you take what you learned and apply it in some way. And feel free to shoot me an email, jacob@sensify.com. I'm seeing a lot of thank yous in the chat. Oh, huge from Hugh. Great information. Thanks for that. Thanks, team. Thanks, Jacob. Thank you. This is awesome. I'm thrilled that you guys have really stayed with us and enjoyed this. I'm going to put my email in the chat here, just in case you guys want to follow up with me if you have any questions. Oh man, so much gratitude coming in. This is amazing. Thank you guys. I'm pumped. Thank you, Jacob. Have a great day. Good stuff. Thanks. Ah, awesome. Oh man, I'm kidding. Thanks for always being your authentic self. I'm blushing over here. Thank you guys for being here. I hope to see you in the Inner Game Immersion. Again, if you're not sure, I'd suggest applying and really trusting your gut. And we will talk soon. So much love, more goodness to come. Have a great rest of your day. All right, peace.